Welcome to the Georgia Political Digest podcast. I'm Randy Lewis, editor of the Digest. Today's featured columnist is Rusty Tanton, a web developer, blogger, occasional community activist, and former reporter who lives in Decatur, Georgia. He co-founded the Georgia Podcast Network, a first-of-its-kind portal for state-focused podcasts, which you can visit at gapodcastnetwork.com.
Believing in the free market when it's convenient. Your standard-issue Republican legislator will drone on and on about government getting out of the way and letting the free market make decisions. If said legislator really believed his, or rarely, her own dogma, she or he wouldn't be standing in the way of an increase in the minimum wage. According to a widely discussed University of Georgia Survey Research Center survey, 89.7% of Georgians, i.e., the market, support an increase in the minimum wage. State Senator Robert Brown, Democrat from Macon, has responded to market forces and will introduce legislation to raise the minimum wage from $5.15 to $7.25 per hour in next year's legislative session. And yet, the socialist Republican majority appears poised to step in and deny the free market the wage increase it demands. I personally don't support it. You start eliminating part-time jobs for young people when you raise it, House Majority Leader Jerry Keane told the Augusta Chronicle. Setting aside the belief of 650 economists that Keane's statement is hogwash, I have to ask, Representative Keane, who are you to deny the market what it demands? If Keane believed in free markets, he wouldn't try to tell Georgians what's best for them despite what they demand. Sounds to me like he's just another big government socialist trying to install a nanny state. Note to the sarcasm deficient, I don't really believe Representative Keane or most Republicans are socialists. And I don't believe most Democrats are socialists. I'll stop calling you names when you stop calling everyone else names.
You can visit the Georgia Political Digest on the web at georgiapoliticaldigest.com and the Georgia Podcast Network at gapodcastnetwork.com. Thank you for listening to the Georgia Political Digest podcast. Production services provided by WaySouth Media. Visit them on the web at waysouthmedia.com for all of your audio-visual needs.